Masechtas Chulin, Daf Ayin Dalet, 10 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Dalet Min Aleph, and let us begin with Akdama. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Bezim Min Aleph brought a machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim in a case where it was Hoitzi Ubas Yodai, one shechted the mother and then cut off that limb. Rabbi stated Habasal Maga Nevela, and Rashi explains that Rabbi holds that in the case of the Uber, then certainly we say that Shechita is in Ebal, and at the time of Shechita, we look at it as if the Yad is completely detached from the Uber, and it's even Menachai, which has a din like an Avela, and since it touched the Uber, so therefore the Uber would become a Rishon L'Tuma. And Rashi points out that if you found that the Uber was Maze, then the Yad would be considered an Avela Gemura, and the Shechita of the mother would have no effect on the Yad. However, the Rabbanon held Maga Trefa Shechuta, even the case of the Yad of the Uber, Ein Shechita Isinipol, and therefore the Shechita of the mother would have an effect on the Yad, and although it would not be Mutter Bachila, however, the Shechita would still be a Metar Midei Nevela, and the Rabbanon have a Sforo that Ma Metzina Betrefa Sheshchitosim Et Harasa, so Av Shechitas Behemot the Tara Se'ever, and we previously discussed the Shakl V'taya between Ramei and the Chachamim. Number two, the Mishnah continued with the Shakl V'taya as to how we know that although when someone Shechs a Trefa, that would not be Mutar Bachila, however, the Shechita would still be a Metar Midei Nevela, and the animal would not be an Avatuma, and Rashi pointed out that the Pasuk states, and we know that if someone shechs bakar and sain that is kosher, number one, it's mutar b'achila, and number two, would no longer be considered a vela. And we also know that if someone shechs a behemah t'meya, so the shechita is loy ma'ilav loy ma'irid, and number one, of course, it would not be mutar b'achila, and number two, the behemah would still be tame as an vela and would be an avatama. And therefore, our Mishnah had a shayla that would we compare a case of someone that shechs a trefa to someone that shechs a behemah Tmeya, where the behemoth would still be an Avela, or would we compare it to a behemoth Tayra, and as long as it's Shech the Trefa, it should be Tar and it would not be an Avela. And the Mishnah then stated, Layim Marpa behemoth Tmeya, Shlahisla Shasa Kosher, Tayma Betrefa, Shahisla Shasa Kosher, and therefore, although Shechita would not work for a behemoth Tmeya, it would work for a Trefa. And then the Mishnah is, Tulucha Masha Vesa, Harish you know the Trefa Menabetamin Nayin, as in that case, it did not have a Shasa Kosher, and if so, we should compare to a behemoth tmeya, and what would be the makar that if you shech such a trefa that it would not be considered a vela? And the Mishnah explained, lo yim amir be behemoth tmeya shekin ein b'mina shechita tayim b'trefa sheyesh b'mina shechita. And even though this was a trefa mishinoglad, however it's yesh b'mina shechita, and as Rashi states, hilchach l'nafka michlal baka v'tzayin, and it has the same din like regular baka v'tzayin, and the shechita of a trefa would suffice, and it would no longer be in a vela. However, the Mishnah then pointed out that these first all make sense in regard to a behemoth that was born after a 9-month gestation period, even if it was nil de trefa, but yesh b'mina shechita. However, if a vlad was born after an 8-month gestation period, and therefore it's not considered a bak hayama, so not only would the shechita not be matar b'achila, but its shechita would not be matar medina vela, and as the Mishnah stated, ben shmoyne chai, ein shechitasi matarasai, lefi she'ein b'mina shechita. Let's keep in mind that our Gemara will bring a brisa that would seem to say as the Brisa will say, Ben Shmuel Chaya Chiyach, Sha'afa Pishyesh Bemina Shchita, Ein Shchitas Matarasai, and the Havmin of the Gemara will be that it's possible to shech the Ben Shmuel that's alive and not like our Mishnah. Number three, our Gemara previously discussed the case of an Eva Hamadildol and Bas Hamadildol, and ultimately the Gemara came out like the member of Abitzah by Yosef and the name Rabbi Echron, the Halkol Moidim Shemisa Isinipol, Vein Shchita Isinipol, and if an animal that had Eva Amadulda dies, then we consider it as if the Eva was already removed and already detached from the animal prior to death, and the Eva would be categorized as Eva Menachai, and the Basa would be categorized as Basa Menachai. However, if someone shechs an Eva that had an Eva Amadulda, so at the time of Shechita, we consider that the Eva was still attached to the body of the animal, and therefore the Shechita of the animal would have an effect on the Eva, and all would agree that the Eva would be Tar. And number four, our parak began on Daf Samach and the Mishnah taught us behemah mekasha leglad v'hoitzi ubas yadi v'chzira mutar b'achila. And the pashtus it seemed that any time someone would shecht an animal that was expecting, so the shechita of the mother would work for the uber as well, and the uber would be mutar b'achila. However, as the Mefarshim point out, and really our Mishnah that we will see on the bottom of daf ayin dalet min aleph should have really been a preview to the first Mishnah of our perek. And the Mishnah brings down a three-way machlekes, as Rav Meir holds that the only time that we would say that the Shechita of the the mother would work for the uber is only if at the time of the shechita of the mother, the uber was not yet a full-term fetus, and therefore still needed the mother. However, if the uber would have been a full-term fetus, and the shechita that was done to the mother would not work for the uber, and once the uber is born, one would have to do a proper shechita in order for this animal to be mutar b'achila. However, the Mishnah continues and brings down the shechita of Chachamim, that our Gemara will refer to as the shechita of Rabbi Yehuda, who is generally the Baplukta of Rameir. We will also see the shechita of Shimon Shazuri, which is very similar to the shechita of Chachamim, and they hold that the shechita of the mother will also work for a full-term fetus, and there would be no need for shechita on the uber. And as we already mentioned, that although b'negei at uber, that's not a full-term fetus, we have always referred to this as a vlad or uber. However, when discussing a full-term fetus, so the Gemara uses a term of art and refers to that as a ben pekua, as this is a child that if it would be born, would have to be pulled out of the mother, and generally would not be born naturally. And number five, the gestation period for a behema gasa is 9 months, while the gestation period for a behema daka is 5 months. However, generally when our Mishnah and our Gemara will discuss a full-term fetus, we will use an example of ben tisha, even though the same would apply by behema daka, is a 5-month uber. Number six, in Pasha Shemini, when the Pasuk mentions the din that an avela is tamei, so the Pasuk states, v'chiyamos mina behema shehi lachem la'achla, hanagei ben evlasa yitma ad ha'arev, and the Gemara will have a limud from the fact that the Pasuk states, v'chiyamos mina behema, and the Gemara will learn, v'loi kol behema. And finally, number seven, that although we generally think that tumas shratzim is actually worse than tumah of nevela, however, in reality, tumas nevela applies to all behemais and applies to behema taira as well as to all behemais tmeyais, while tumas shratzim only applies to the shmeina shratzim. And in Pasha Shemini, the pasuk states, "Eila tmeim lachem b'chol asharetz kalei negea behem b'moisam yitma ad ha'arev." And keep in mind that the Torah used the term b'moisam once again in pasuk lamed beis. The pasuk mentions the lashon b'moisam, and the pasuk says, "V'chol asheipa lav mehem b'moisam yitma mikol kli eitz beged arisa kol kli asher yosam lachem b'mayim yuva v'tami ad ha'arev v'tarer." Agamor will point out that the pasukim mentioned 3 times that the sharetz was an avela, and as pasuk lamed he states, "V'chol asheipa minu v'lasam lav yitma." Once again, pasuk lamed zayin states, "V'chiipa minu v'lasam al kol zer zeru asher yizarei atarhu." And finally, the pasuk states in pasuk lamed ches, "V'chiuta mayim azera v'nafal min v'lasam lav tamei hu lachem." And based on this akdama, let us begin our Gemara as Amr Rava minah milsa d'Amr Rabbanon misa isinipol shchita in isinipol. And what is the makar for the 2 dinim that we already mentioned? That number one, that misa isinipol, and number two, that shchita in isinipol. The chsiv and the pasuk states in Pasha Shmini v'chal shiipol lav mehem b'maisim yitma. Rava is bothered l'mutei mai, that what is this pasuk coming to imayit as ilay l'mutei b'chayeim, as if you will say that the word b'maisim is coming to imayit that while a sheretz is alive, it will not be mitamei. However, Rava points out minivlasim nafka, that the Torah stated multiple times that tumah only occurs when the sheretz is an avela, and therefore the word b'maisim is extra. And elush ma'mino misa isnipol ve'in shchito isnipol. And as Rashi explains the hachikama, that the way to read the pasuk is as follows: that kol shiipol mehem b'maisim, any part of the animal that is considered as if it fell off the animal based on its misa. And as Rashi states, ayde misa having a filum hem evar ma'meduldol mehem. And if an eva that had an eva meduldol dies, then it's considered that the eva meduldol was already removed and detached from the animal at the time of misa, and therefore would be categorized as eva menachai. And since the pasuk specifically stated b'maisam, so therefore we see that this halacha only applies b'negeya misa and it doesn't apply b'negeya shchita. And as we previously mentioned, that the reason why we use the lashon of misa isinipol or ein shchita isinipol is based on this pasuk, as the pasuk used the lashon nefila, and as the pasuk states, v'chal shiipol lav mehem b'maisam yitma. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that Amalei Rav Ada Bahava l'Rava, Rav Ada Bahava asked Rava, v'akra b'shratzim ksiv, that l'maisa these psukim are discussing the sheretz, and we know that shchita by a sheretz is loy mayil v'loy merid. And for example, even if someone would shecht one of the shmeni shratzim, it would still be metamei, and since shchita is not relevant to shratzim, so certainly it makes sense that the Torah used lashon misa b'negei shratzim. And how could you learn any halacha that is relevant to shchita from the dinim of shratzim? And the Gemara tells us that Amalei, that Rava responded to Rav Ada Bahava, that certainly we know that the word b'moisim is extra, since the pasuk already states minu v'lasam, and certainly as you just explained, that we can't learn anything b'negei shratzim, as shratzim ala b'nei shchita, even if the Torah wanted to teach us that misa is an ipol, so the pasuk could have just stated, v'chash yipol la mehem yitma, and certainly the word b'moisa must be coming la fuke shchita, and the din is that in shchita is an ipol, but since this limud would have no connection to the din of shratzim, so based on the klal of in an inyan, so we would now say that this limud is coming to teach us a din b'negei shchita v'behema, and therefore we learn that b'negei behema, that number one, misa is an ipol, and number two, it's only misa that's is an ipol, however in shchita is an ipol. And the Gemara continues that how can you learn this from the word b'moisam, v'akati miboyle ke'im misa, lach mitamin yuvashin e'im mitamin, that l'maisa we know that from the word b'moisam, we actually learn that the only time that a sheretz is tamei is only if it's similar to a sheretz at the time of its death, and it's still moist. However, if there's a part of a sheretz that is completely dried up, then it would no longer be considered tamei. And the Gemara responds, shrei b'moisam ksivi, and as we mentioned akdama, that the psukim mentioned the word b'moisam twice, and from pasuk lamed aleph that states, kol negei ben b'moisam yitma, so we learn, ke'im misa lachem etamin yaveshin e'im etamin, and from the pasuk that states, v'chol shiupala mehem b'moisam yitma, so we learn out that misa is an ipol, and memela we also learn out that in shchita is an ipol, and Ayin Meiri who points out that when our Gemara states lachem etamin yaveshin e'im etamin, hispar b'mesech tzida, that shekol shechoyzer l'lachlusa b'shriyas poshrim me'is la'es would still be metame, v'chein hispar shaloy shaloy nemar advarim ela b'chaticha min asheretz, alam hoya kuli sholim, hoyl v'tavnisa kayemes, metame afal pishiyavish, ayin sham. Our Gemara continues and now goes back to the machlekes in our Mishnah between Ramei and Chachamim, b'negeir yad of the Uber, and as our Gemara continues, Omer Chista, machlekes be'eva de Uber Chai, that the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim in our Mishnah is only relevant in a case where the eva was of an Uber that was Chai, and as Rashi points out, that certainly in this case, it makes sense that the Chachamim could be Chaylik Rameir, they would hold that the Shechit of the mother could affect the yad of the Uber, and as Rashi points out, that since the Uber is still alive, so yesh b'mina Shechita, so mahani Shechita afla eva ha'yitzil l'tayrai, however, Rav Chista tells us, ava eva de Uber meis, divri akol Shechita isinibol, but even the Chacham would agree to Rameir, that if one shechs the mother, and the yad of the Uber was outside of the mother, and the Uber was a stillborn, and wasn't living at that time, and even the Chachamim would agree that certainly the Shechita of the mother would not affect the Uber at all. And certainly we would look at it as if at the time of Shechita, the Eva was already detached from the Uber, and the Eva would be considered an Avela. However, Rabbi Amar, k'machlekes b'zeh, kach machlekes b'zeh. However, Rabbi is chilek and Rav Chista, and he holds that the machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim is in all cases, and it doesn't make a difference if the Uber was alive, or if the Uber was already dead, and the Svar of Rabbi seems to be pashered, that l'maisa we know that by shechting the mother, that is actually matter the uba b'achila, and even if the uba was a stillborn, therefore, b'negei removing the tumah of the yad, there should be no difference if the uba is chai or if the uba is dead. And our Gemara now continues and quotes from the last clause of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, and as we brought in the Akdama, after the Mishnah explained the chiluk between the shechita of a behemah tmeya that doesn't do anything and would not be matar the behemah tmeya medeinu vela, and shechita of a trefa, which would be matar midin vela, and this was based on a svara that loyim amart be behemah tmeya shkein ein b'mina shchita time b'trefa sheyesh b'mina shchita. The Mishnah then stated, and therefore the din would be that by ben shmoyna chai ein shchitas mataras l'fisha ein b'mina shchita, and therefore ben shmoyna chai has the same halacha like shchita by behemah tmeya. And our Gemara now continues and brings a brisa from Teres Kainim as v'tanya that we learned in the brisa, and this brisa actually begins similarly to our Mishnah, and is trying to explain the difference between Shechit of a Behemah Tmeya and Shechit of a Trefa. And the Teres Kainim explained, just as we saw in our Mishnah, that Loim Mat be Behemah Tmeya Shekin In B'mina Shechita, Taim be Trefa Sheish B'mina Shechita. And then the Teres Kainim actually asked a question on this Svara and on this Chilek from a case with someone Shechted a Ben Shmoyin Achai. And the Teres Kainim continues that Ben Shmoyin Achai Yechiach Sheavo Pi Sheish B'mina Shechita Ein Shechitasim Et Harasai. Based on the case of someone that shechs ben shmoyin achai, that even though it's yesh b'mina shchita, right now the Gemara feels that Teres Kainim calls this yesh b'mina shchita, since shchita of a full-term fetus would be valid, therefore even ben shmoyna is part of the category of an animal, and therefore would be categorized as yesh b'mina shchita, and even so we know that if someone shechs ben shmoyin achai, and not only would it be also b'achila, but it also be still tamei, would be considered an avela. And if so, even if someone was shecht, full-term fetus, that is a trefa. So the maisa, even though it's yesh b'mina shchita, who said that the shchita should help, and it should be matar midei nevela, and the Gemara is bothered that why is it that our Tana actually uses as an example of ein b'mina shchita, and meanwhile the Brisa states that ben shmoyne chai is considered yesh b'mina shchita, and the Gemara responds, Amar Kana, yesh b'mina shchita agav imoy, that certainly even though a full-term fetus is a bashchita, that wouldn't give us the right to consider a ben ches chai be considered yesh b'mina shchita. And when the Brisa mentions that a ben ches chai is yesh b'mina shchita, is referring to the fact that everyone agrees if a behemoth is expecting and one shechs the mother and the vlad is only 8 months old, that the shchita of the mother would be matted of vlad b'achila, and therefore we see that it's possible that a ben ches has shchita, and that's why it would be called yesh b'mina shchita. And therefore the Tana Brisa is that l'chira, since we know that a ben shmoyne chai is considered yesh b'mina shchita, and even so, if it was already outside the mother and someone shechs a ben shmoyne chai, then certainly it would not be mutar b'achila, and number two, would not be mitzi midei nevela, and therefore the same should apply that if someone shechs a trefa, even though it's yesh b'mina shchita, it should not be mitar midei nevela. And Rav Kahana explains v'tana didan mina de'ime le'parach, that the reason why the Tana of our Mishnah was not bothered with this question is because although it's true that it has a possibility of being kosher through shchita, but that is only through the shchita of the mother, and since we never find that shchita can be performed on the ben ches itself, therefore we can't categorize it as yesh b'mina shchita, and that's why our Mishnah categorized the ben ches as ein b'mina shchita. And ayin Rashi mina de'ime le'parach le'chashiv le'pecha the hoil ve'ein b'mina ches shchita ein b'mina shchita karina bei, as we explained. And the Gemara now continues that Bishleima, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, so the Tana already brought a makar that shchita of a trefa will be matar midei nevela. However, the Gemara now is ulhai Tana de parach trefa de shchitasim and tarasim and nole. However, according to the Tana of the Teres Kainim that does ask this question and considers a ben ches chai as yesh b'mina shchita, since it would still be in the mother, the shchita of the mother can be matar at b'achila. And if so, how does he know that if someone shechs a trefa, that the trefa would be tar midei nevela and would not be considered an avatoma? And the Gemara tells us nafgalei midar b'hudam rav, their makar would be similar to the makar that is brought down from b'hudin name of rav, the amra b'hudam rav va'amri lo masisatana. And some say it is actually a continuation of the Bryson Teres Kainim and amra kar that the pasuk in Pasha Shemini states v'chiyamus mina behema shehilachem la'achla hanegei ben avlasa yitma ad arev, and we dashim mina behema v'loi kol behema, and we learn mixes behema metama u mixes behema ina metama, that there are some behemas that die that are tame as an avela, and there are some behemas that die that are not tame as an avela. This refers to a case where someone did a shchita on a behema that's a trefa, and as Rashi explains in Daf Kuf Chof Chasam Beis, ba'afal pi shekamesa could go in trefa sheshachta, and even though the shchita of a trefa not be mata the trefa b'achila, and as our Gemara ends off, ve'ezay zay zu trefa sheshachta, and ayin tesis in diva maschal l'hai tana de kaparach, so trefa de shchita men harasa menolon, and tesis bada ksas tema de kula chad b'raisi b'teris kainim v'yad reisha v'yad seifa. And how could it be that they knew the reisha of the b'raisa and they didn't know the seifa of the b'raisa that actually brought down this makar? However, from the girsa of our Gemara, it would seem that it was actually a question if this was actually a girsa that is found in teris kainim, and potentially this was a makar that was brought by Rabbi Yudam Rav and was not found in teris kainim b'tzarech biyar. And the Gemara now continues and will discuss a shayla that is really relevant to the next Mishnah. And as we mentioned Akdama, there's a machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim if the shchita of the mother would actually help and would suffice for a full-term fetus that's called a ben teschai. And Ramei holds that would not suffice for a ben pekua, while the Chacham hold that would still work for a ben pekua, and the ben pekua would not require shchita. Our Gemara now continues that Boyer of Hoshia, Hoshia des yod l'mei behim of shachar ben teschai ma'u, what would halacha be if someone stuck their hand into the womb of the behema, actually shechted a ben teschai? As Rav Hoshia continues to Boyer Ramei over to Boyer Rabbanon, that this question is relevant to coin to Ramei as well as a coin to Rabbanon, as to Boyer Ramei that I commonly come Ramei ben pekua turn shchita hanimili hechad yatzlav ve'olam avu mei imo le'shari le'shchita, as potentially even though Ramei holds that a ben pekua is considered like a separate animal has no connection to the mother, and certainly once it comes out of the mother, then one has to do shechita on the ben pekua. However, possibly shechita only works once it's outside of the mother, but while it's still in the mother, the shechita would not suffice. As Rashi points out, the kol shkin l'rabbanon da amri le shaycha be shechita klal afilu yotzechai l'acha shechita, and certainly according to Rabbanon, that hold that a ben pekua doesn't require shechita at all. Therefore, the shechita would be le'mayel v'le'mayred. And as Rashi points out, that certainly the shayla is in the scenario where after they shechted the uber, they removed the uber from the mother prior to shechting the mother. And certainly all will agree that if they shechted the uber, then they shechted the mother while the uber, which was dead, was still in the mother, then certainly the shechita the mother would work for the uber, as even Rameir agrees that shechita the mother works for ben tisha meis, and as we will learn in the next Mishnah, and Ayin Rashi in Dibur Maschel v'shachar bo ben taschai, where Rashi points out ben ches loikami boile, that the Gemara did not have a shayla regarding a ben ches, and therefore all would agree that certainly if one does shechita on a ben ches that is still in its mother's womb, it would be loimayel v'loimayed. If they remove the uber from the mother prior to shechita the mother, then certainly it would be asur b'achila, as the shechita the uber inside the mother cannot be better than by shechting the uber when it's outside of the mother. And Rav Hoshea continues with the second sad, oidilma filu rabbanon dal tzimanim achshebirachmana, or would we say that even Rabbanon would agree that if you shech the uber while it's in the mother, then the shechita would be valid, as although it's true that the Torah teaches us that if someone shechs a mother, that it would work for the uber, however, the Torah was not mafkia the din of shechita from the uber, and if someone shechs the uber while it's in the mother, so the shechita would certainly be valid. And as Rashi explains, that daf ayin hair min alev, shunita bebeiz midal tzimanim, oy bevesha v'konish aloi, oy bevesha v'konish al ibai. And Rashi in our sugya states, v'kol shkin l'rameir, da'ama shechita shaycha bei, and certainly according to Rameir, that shechita is always shaykh by ben tes, certainly if one performs shechita while the uber was still in the mother, the shechita would still be valid, and it would be mutar b'achila. And our Gemara continues, Rab Chananya, and Rab Chananya wants to bring a raya to the shayla, as Tashma, as we learned in our Mishnah, that initially the Mishnah wanted to be mechalek, that the reason why shechita of a behemoth tmeya is loy ma'ilav loy ma'irid, is because loy ma'amir b'behemoth tmeya shloy hisla shasa kesha, and the reason why if someone does shechita on a trefa, and it would have an effect, and it would be mitziyam and deyna vela, is because shloy hisla shasa kesha, and the Mishnah shlugged up this svara by stating, tulacha masha vesa, how we should know the trefa mina beta minayin, and this svara wouldn't help us in a case where an animal was born, and it was immediately a trefa, as in this case, it never had a shasa kesha, and even so, we know that if someone would shech that animal that's a trefa, that it would still be mitar medeina vela. Right now, the Gemara understands that when the Mishnah stated that we should know the trefa min abeten, that's referring to a uber that initially wasn't a trefa, and that it became a trefa while it was in the womb, and therefore Rav Chananya is bothered v'yisa mishkachas lo the hoysla shasa kosher the boy al yodei shchata. Why would our Mishnah categorize this animal as loy hoysla shasa kosher if certainly you had a time that shechita would be valid, as if we would hold like the second side of the shayla, so as long as someone would stick their hand into the mother's womb and shech the vlad prior to becoming a trefa, then it would have been kosher, therefore it should be considered that this behemoth was hoysla l'shasa kosher, and since our Mishnah stated that this animal is in l'shasa kosher, so it must be that we hold like the first side that shechita while the uber is inside the mother would not be ma'ilav le'mayrid and would not suffice. However, the Gemara insists that this is not a raya, as amalei Rava, as Rav responds to Rav Chananya, Tani shenetzer trefim in abetan mishkachas lo b'baylus hiraglayim. When our Mishnah stated how we should know the trefim in abetan is not referring to an animal that became a trefa at some point that was in the womb, and instead it's referring to an animal that was created as a trefa, and even in its DNA it was created with five legs, and as Rashi points out, that was specifically referring to a behemoth that was born with an extra hind leg, and we know that kol yasa kinotel dami, and therefore we consider this animal to only have three legs, and since we look at this animal as if it will be missing one of its hind legs, so certainly it was a trefa at the moment of conception, and that's why the Mishnah told us in this case is loy hoysla shasa kosher, therefore we're unable to be pashed the shayla rapashia. Let us continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mefarshim discuss why is it that this Mishnah not before the first Mishnah of our Perek, and our Mishnah begins and brings down the sheet of our Meir that we mentioned in Akdama, and as the the Mishnah states that Sheikhless Behemu Matsuba Ben Shmoina Chai Maze, Oy Ben Tisha Maze, the Kira Yumitsia's Domoi, however, Matsuba Ben Tisha Chai, the Taran Shchita, the Chai Boisaves Benoi, Divra Meir, that the din that we mentioned in the first Mishnah only applies either by a fetus that was only 8 months old, and either if it's still alive in the womb of the mother, or if it's a stillborn and it was already dead at the time of the Shchita of the mother. And similarly, this halacha would also apply if the Uber was full term and it was a 9 month old fetus and it was already dead at the time of the Shechita of the mother, then the Shechita of the mother would suffice for the Uber, and then in order to eat the Uber, all one would have to do is rip it open and doesn't need a proper Shechita, and as long as it's dead, then one could eat the Uber. And as Rashi states, Kairai She'in Sarah Shechita, Moidra Mebuhu Disrabu Mikolba Behemotechelu, the Lav Chadoshin of Lav Avir Ika, Hilkach Lav Behemuhu, and all these cases, since either was like Kolo Chadoshov, and even in the case where it was a 9 month old Uber, but the Maisa was dead, but therefore the Ribui that we saw in Daf Samach Tesserim Aleph, where we learn for the words Mikol Ba Behemo Techelu, and since all these items are considered part of the mother, so therefore you could eat this Uber even without Shechita, and similarly, since the Torah states that you could eat anything in the mother, the Issa of Chelev and the Issa of Ginanasha would not apply to this Uber, and one would be able to eat its Chelev and its Ginanasha. However, a Meir teaches us that even though there is no Issa on Chelev and there is no Issa on Gidanasha, however, it would still be Asa to eat or drink its blood. And as Rashi states, as we learned in Masechtas Krisos, that Dam Hevarim Oyv Belisa say, and Rameya continues, that even though I hold that if someone shechs the mother, then it would be Mata the Uber. However, if the Uber is already a full term fetus, by Behemoth Gasa was 9 months old, or by Behemoth Daka was 5 months old, so even though you shechted the mother before the Uber came out of her body, but since it came out chai, so therefore it requires Shechita. And as Rashi states, Tarn Shechita, the Chadoshim Garmi, Lishavi Behemoth Bampi Nafshe, Veloysaboy, Mikol Ba Behemoth Techilu, once it's a full term fetus, even though it's in the mother, it's still considered a separate entity, and therefore the Shechita of the mother would have no effect on this Uber. Once it comes out of the mother, you would have to do a proper Shechita on this Uber. And keep in mind that the Gemara previously brought the Shaila Rav Hashia, that what would happen according to Rav Meir if you would actually shech the fetus while it was in the mother. And the Maaser Rav Meir continues that since we consider Ben Pekua regular animal and the requirement to do Shechita, then certainly the Issa of Chelev as well as the Issa of Gidanasha would apply, and the Issa of Issa Ves Benai would also apply. And our Mishnah now continues and brings the Shechita Chachamim, as the Chachamim Mishchitis Imim Tarasai, as the Chacham hold, even if the Vlad was a Ben Tisha Chai, is a full term fetus, and is a Ben Pekua, that the Shechita of the mother would suffice for the Ben Pekua, as it's still included in the Limud of Mikoba Behemoth Techelu, as Lemaisa is still in the mother. And we continue on Daf Ayin Dalam Beis, and the Mishnah brings a third Shechita. This Shechita will seem to be exactly the same as the Shechita of Chachamim, and ultimately the Gemara will ask, Kainu Tana Kama, and as our Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Shazuri Eimer, Afilu Ben Chomishonim Vechirish Besada, Shechita Simim Mitarasai, that if one shechs the mother, and it was a fetus inside the mother, and then the fetus is born, and it's even 5 months old, and it's completely viable and so strong that it can even do Chirisha in the Sada, and even so, the original Shechita that was done to the mother was Mitar this animal, and there would be no requirement for Shechita. And the Mishnah continues with a din that seems to be Pashut, that Kirao Matzuba Ben Teschai Tan Shechita, Lefishlai Nishchata Imai, if instead of shechting the mother, you ripped up with the mother, and you found a Ben Teschai, then certainly this Uber would require Shechita. L'chari, even though it seems to be a Dava Pashut, however, the Mishnah is actually teaching Salacha, specifically according to Rabbanan and according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, although they just taught us that the Shechita of the mother would actually work for a Ben Teschai, as even though the Ben Tes doesn't need the mother, but it's still including the Limud of Mikol Ba Behemoth Techelu, as Lemaisa is still in the mother's womb, and therefore one may think that as long as something is in the mother's womb, and even if no Shechita was done at all to the mother, maybe we should also learn from the Pasuk of Mikol Ba Behemoth Techelu that Lemaisa this was in the mother, and therefore it should be able to be eaten even without Shechita, and Kamash Malan, that this Pasuk only applies when one did Shechita to the mother, but if someone ripped open the mother, then certainly one could not eat any behemoth that was found inside the mother. And before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that Rashi mentions that there are some words words in our Gemara that we should not be Goyers. However, we will read all the words of our Gemara, even though some of these words will be difficult to explain and difficult to understand, and we will then see the Lashon of Rashi. And our Gemara begins that Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Isha, Rabbi Elazar states in the name of Rabbi Isha that even though the Chacham stated that if there's a Ben Tes that was called Chadoshav, that's inside the mother and one did Shechit on the mother, then it would be Mutar Bachila. However, Lo Hilchu Bo El Aliske Shechita Bilvad, that this Kula was only stated by the Gea Shechita, and this Ubu would now be Mutar Bachila. And the Gemara asked Lamute Mai, that was he coming to exclude? And the Gemara tells us Lamute Chalboi Vigidai, that Rabbi Ishi is teaching us that even though according to Rabbanon, the Shechita would work for this Uber, however, the Chilev as well as the Gedan Asha of this Uber would still be Asar. And as we will see, Rashi will not be Goyis the next five words, and Rashi is Goyis for Miflug Pligi. However, our Gemara continues, Chalboi Demai, that what type of Chilev are we referring to? As Ilema Chalboi De Shlul, as if we're referring to the Chilev of this Uber that was Ben Tisha Chai, but certainly you can say that Rabbanon would say that it's Asar as Miflug Pligi, as we know that this Machlekes that we had in our Mishnah between the Rav Meir and the Chachamim doesn't only apply if the Ben Pekua would be Mutar Bachila, but they also Chilek, if it's Chilev and Gidan Asha would be Mutar Asar Bachila. And as we will see, the Rabbi Ishi himself states that this Machlekes would be based on their own Shitais, and according to the Rabban of our Mishnah that we will refer to as Rabbi Huda, who is generally the Baplukt Rav Meir, since the Shechita of the mother will work for a Ben Pekua and for a Ben Tisha Chai, not only would the Uba be Mutar Bachila, but the Issa of Chilev and the Issa Gidan Asha would not apply to this Uber either. And as our Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to Brisa, Gidan Asha Noig B'Shlul V'Chal B'Asid Rav Meir, that since Rav Meir holds that Ben Tes Chai would not be Mutar based on the Shechita of the mother, and it requires its own Shechita, so the Issa of Gidan Asha and the Issa of Chilev would also apply. And Rabbi Yehuda Ime Eini Noig B'Shlul V'Chal B'Mutar, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shechita of the mother will work for Ben Tes Chai, therefore it has a din like a regular Ben Pekua. And since the Pasuk states Kol Ba'Behimotei Chilu, so the Issa of Chilev and the Issa of Gidan Asha would not apply to this Uber. And an explanation of the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Isha, and Rabbi Elazar stated in the name of Rabbi Isha himself, the Machlekes by Ben Tes Chai, that this Machlekes pertains by Ben Tes Chai, V'holach Rabbi Meir L'Shitasai, Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitasai, as we explained. And therefore, how could it be that Rabbi Elazar would state in the name of Rabbi Isha, that Lo Hilcha Bo El Aliskei Shechita Bilvad, and it's coming to your mind, the Chalba V'Gidai, as certainly according to Rabbanon, the Chilev and Gid Anosha of this animal would not be Asar. And Punk Faket, we see a Brisa that tells us specifically that it's Chilev and Gid Anosha would be Mutar Bachila. Once again, based on Rashi, we would not be Gurus the next four lines of the Gemara, as Lamaik said, there's no real way to fit it into the words of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Isha. However, we will read these words, as the Gemara states, El Chalba de Gid, and Rabbi Isha was not teaching us any halacha that was relevant to the Uber, and he was teaching us halacha that's relevant to the Chilev that surrounds the Gidan Asha, and he would be teaching us that all agree that this Chilev would be Mutar Bachila. However, once again, the Gemara explains that certainly he can't be speaking about the Chilev of the Gidan Asha as Miflug Pligi, as certainly this Machlekes been a Gid that Chilev, as the Tanya is willing to the Braisa, Gidan Asha Mechatech Achra B'chol Mokim Shehu V'chaytech Shamnoi Meikarei Divra Meir, that although the Chilev that surrounds the Gidan Asha is not really awesome in the Raisa, however, even so, Rav Meir holds that one has to cut out all the fats that are around the Gidan Asha. One has to even dig into the basa that surrounds the Gidan Asha. However, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Goyim Mashufi, one has to only level off the fat until the point of the basa, but one doesn't have to cut into the basa, and really it is not relevant to our sugya, as Rashi is not good as his point. And as Rashi states in Dibur Maschol, Chol Boi Dumai, Afa Pishu B'chol Sfarim, Emes HaDavushu Shibush, V'lo Yesh Chacham Asher Shivenu Al Kinoi, and it's impossible to explain this Gemara, the Hechi Boi Chol Boi Dumai. Certainly in our Gemara, we would not have a Shaila as to what Chela Rabbi Elazar was discussing in the name of Rabbi Isha, since we're discussing the Shita HaChachamim, so certainly we're talking about the Chela of the Uber, and as Rashi states, V'havade Lek Lokume Milsei Ela Ashvil De Ben Teschai De Alea Koi, and Rashi points out that the only reason why this got placed in our Gemara is because this Shakla V'Taya is relevant to a similar sugya on the Tzadik Beis and Beis, and as Rashi states, El Peregin Anosha Gassin Lel Kula Keha V'Agav Shit for the Gersa Shtapshu Bala Migusei Hacha, and our Gersa should just be V'Miflug Pligi, that right away in the Gemara stated that if you're going to say that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Isha is coming coming lamute chalba v'gidai. So the Gemara is that certainly there's machlekes between Rami and the Chachamim b'negei the chilum and the gid of Ben Cheskai, and certainly it can't be. The Rabbi Elazar would tell us in the name of Rabbi Yishya that even the Chacham would agree to Rameya that lo hilchah by alis geshkita v'vad, and the chilum and gid anosha of Ben Cheskai would be usher, as certainly the Rabbanan hold that the chilum and gid anosha of Ben Cheskai would be mutter. And our Gemara now continues to explain the memory of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yishya. And as the Gemara states, Eli Yitma, Hochitma, Amra Blaza, Amra Isha, La Hilcha Boy Al Iska Chil Bilvad, Lemutu Roy Voy, Vecherish Boy, and Rabbi Blaza is teaching us in the name of Rabbi Isha, although the Chacham hold that the Shechita of the mother will even have an effect on a Bent Haschai, and therefore certainly one would not have to Shech this Bent Haschai, and certainly as we saw in the previous Brisa, that the Issa of Gid Anosha and the Issa of Chiliv would not apply to this Bent Haschai either. However, even though the Rabbana do not considers Ben Teschai to be considered like a regular behemoth. However, even so, the Issa of Reveya would apply to this animal, and the Issa of Klayim by Cherisha would also apply to this behemoth. And as Rashi says, Lamuti Reveya v'Cherish by b'Klayim b'Shar v'Chamar devade loika. And Ayin Rashi that Rabbi Yishya states that even though according to Chamim lo hilchu b'Chacham b'Shlo b'Hetazed lo mashvele behemoth el aliske achila lo ichle b'Leshchita v'lechol chal b'Vegidai. However, the Issa and the Issa of Klayim would still apply to this animal. And L'chur, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that only the Issa of Klayim of Chirisha applies, as L'chur, the standard Issa of Klay Behema would also apply, and one could not mate this animal with another animal that's not the same in. And Mitzarach Bia, why our Gemara only mentioned Chirisha? However, Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, who explains that when our Gemara mentions Roivai, Klayma Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk states, Behem Techalei Sabia Klayim, and L'fi Rabbeinu Gershom, this actually refers to someone that mates two different species together. However, the Lashon Rabbeinu Gershom is Tzarech Bir, as Rabbeinu Gershom seems to be learning, Lefi Rabbanon, one would actually be Potter, and certainly that's not the Mashmais of our Gemara. The Gemara now continues that we just brought a Braisa, just like there's a Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim in regard to Shechita of the Bentes, and Ramei holds that it requires Shechita, and Rabbanon holds that the Shechita of the mother works for Bentes as well. And the same Machlekes would also be true Benegei the Chilev, as well as the Gid Anosha of a Bentes, and Ramei would hold that since there's a requirement to do Shechita, so this is a regular behemoth, and therefore the Issa of Chilev and the Issa of Gid Anosha would apply. While the Chacham that we refer to as Rabbi Yehuda holds that since there is no requirement to do Shechita on this Bentes, so therefore the Issa of Chilev and the Issa of Gid Anosha, as well as the Issa of Nevela, would not apply to this animal. And our Gemara now continues and brings a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echon regarding the Dam of a Ben Pekua, where they shechted a mother while a full-term Vlad was still on the mother. And as our Gemara continues, Amr B'Shem Malakish, L'divriya Matar B'chel Boi Matar B'Domai, that according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that was Matar its Chilev, so its Dam would also be Mutar, while L'divriya Isa B'chel Boi Isa B'Domai, but according to Rabbi Meir, that Asad its Chilev, certainly he would Asad its blood as well. And Rabbi Yechid Omar, after L'divriya Matar B'chel Boi Isa B'Domai, and Rabbi Yechid held that even according to Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, that the Shechita of the mother worked for the Ben Pekua, and therefore its Chilev was Mutar, however its Dam would still be Asar. And the Gemara continues, Eisi Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Malakish. Rabbi Yechon only asks a question to Rabbi Shimon Malakish from our Mishnah, as a Mishnah taught us that even though Rameya holds that one has to do Shechita on a Ben Teschai, however certainly Rameya agrees that the Shechita of the mother will suffice for a Ben Teschai or Meis, or a Ben Teshmeis, and even though in that case certainly Rameya would agree to the Chachamim that the chilev of this uba would be mutter. However, even so, Rameya teaches us that you'll be able to rip the uba apart, and although you'll be able to eat the uba, but you'd have to remove its blood, as its dam would not be mutter. And therefore, how could Reish Lakish state that according to Chachamim that the dam of Ben Pekua would be mutter b'achila? And the Gemara tells us that in a chenami on Reb Zira loyma she'in on his kares, that certainly even Reish Lakish agrees that the Chacham would agree that it would be us to eat the dam of the Ben Pekua. However, Reish Lakish teaches us that according to Chachamim, if one ate the dam, then they would not be chayiv kares, as since we know that b'negei dam, there are two types of dam, and there's dam and nefesh, and there's dam and tamses, and the first dam that spurts out of the animal is dam and nefesh, and not only is it also to eat that dam, but if someone eats that dam, they would be chayiv kares. However, although there's also an issa deraisa to eat the dam and tamses, however, if one eats a dam and tamses, they would not be chayiv kares, and it would only be chayiv malkas, and therefore, when Reish Lakish stated, matter b'chalboi, matter b'domoi, that according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, that would matter b'chalboi, that the matter b'domoi, it doesn't mean that it would be mutter to eat the dam and nefesh. And all Rish Lakish meant to say is that according to Chachamim, if one would eat the dam and nefesh, then it would have the same status as the dam and tamsas, and one would not be chayiv karis. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered leman karmina leRabbi Yehuda, that certainly this halacha that Rish Lakish stated was according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and lemaisel, though we just stated that there's a difference between the dama nefesh and the dama tamsas, and one is not chayiv karis for dama tamsas. However, Rabbi Yehuda himself is chilk on that halacha, and as our Gemara continues, lo yehel dama tamsas, that even if by a ben pekua we would look at the dama nefesh as if it's dama tamsas, but it would still be chayiv karis, as the Tanya's we learned to the brisa that the Tanakama hold dama tamsas bazora, that by regular animal the dama tamsas is only bazora and there's no chayiv karis. However, Rabbi Yehuda may be karis, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only is there a chi of karis if someone eats dama nefesh, but there is also a chi of karis if someone eats the dama tamses. And as Rashi brings down for the pasuk and pashas achrim that states for ish ishmi beis yisrael men agera go b'seichem asher yoichel kol dam v'nasati poneh bad nefesh yoichel says adam v'ichrati oisim mikarev amo. And this pasuk is discussing the chi of karis by adam, and the pasuk states v'chol dam, and Rabbi Yehuda learns that the chi of karis is not only if someone eats the dama nefesh, but even if someone eats the dama tamsis. And Ayin Rashi, Tanakama holds that the dama tamsis is only bazara, and as we will learn in the first parak of Masechtas Krisos, that he lavin ksivu bedam, and not all of them are chayiv karis, while Rabbi Yehuda holds be karis to nafgalei mirubui de choldam, as we explained. However, the Gemara continues and will explain that although it's true that if there would be a regular behemoth, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chayiv karis doesn't only apply to dama nefesh, but it also applies to dama tamsis. However, although the issa of dam would apply to the dam of a ben pekua, however, the chi of karis would not apply to the dam. And as our Gemara continues, Tigma Rabbi Yisrael Breidra of Salah Chasida Kamedra Papa, that Isla Rabbi Huda, dam v'chol dam, that since the Makar of Rabbi Huda, that one is chai of karis on dam atamses, is from the words v'chol dam, and therefore he learns, kol hech de mechai v'adam nefesh, mechai v'adam atamses, that it's only in a case where one would be chai of karis for eating the dam nefesh, then they would also be chai of karis for eating dama tamsas. However, v'chol hecha d'loy mechayiv adama nefesh loy mechayiv adama tamsas. But if there would be a case that one would not be chayiv karis for eating dama nefesh, then one would also not be chayiv karis for eating dama tamsas. And this would specifically be in a case where someone shechted the mother while a ben teschai was inside the mother. Certainly, since shechita is not being done on the ben teschai, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no requirement for shechita, and therefore there won't be any dama nefesh, and since the chi of karis for dama nefesh would not apply in this scenario, therefore the chi of karis would not even apply if someone ate the dama tamsis. And as Rashi states, v'heched loy mechayev al ikur dam kugoyin shlul she'im boi dama nefesh loy mechayev al dam evarv, one would not be chayev karis for eating the dam evarv either. But keep in mind that certainly the isur dam would apply even according to Reish Lakish and even according to the Chachamim. And the Gemara now continues to discuss a shayla that's relevant to a ben pekua, which we defined as a full-term viable uber that was in its mother and then was born after the shechita of the mother. And let us start with Akdama. We know that there are three dinim regarding Bechar in the Torah, one regarding a Bechar Adam, one regarding a Bechar of a Behemoth Torah, and finally the din of Pidyon Petach Hamar, which is found in Pashas Bayi, and the Torah states, V'chol Petach Hamar Tifta B'seh, V'imloy Sifta V'raftoi, Chol Bechar Adam B'vanecho Tifta, whereas we know that Bechar of a Behemoth Torah is given to a Kohen, and either is brought as a carbon to Beis HaMikdash, or if it's a Baal Mum, is eaten by the Kohen. Well, but certainly one cannot bring a Chamar as a carbon to Beis HaMikdash, as it's a Behemoth Tmeah, and the Torah tells us that one should be poided of Chamar with a Seh, and the Seh would be considered Chulin, and the Seh will be given to a Kohen. And if someone doesn't perform this Pidyon, so there's a Lacha that you have to break the neck of this Chamar. And Lemaisa, we know that even though the Torah tells us that you have to be poided of Chamar with a Seh, however, in reality, one could be poided of Chamar using any item as long as it has the same value or greater value than the Chamar. And the reason why the Torah mentions the Seh is because there's a special din that one could be poided of Chamar with a Seh, even if the Seh is of less of value than the Chamar. As we just saw in this Pasuk, the Pasuk uses the term Tifta, both B'negea Pet Chamar, as well as B'negea B'char Adam, and we also find in Pashas Korach that the Pasuk states, Ach Padei Tifta as Bechara Adam. And finally, the Torah tells us that Pidyon Petel Chamar is done with the Seh, and we also know that in Pashas Boi, Torah speaks about the Korban Pesach, which is brought from a Seh, and the Pasuk states, Seh Tam Zoch Ben Shana Yirlechem Min HaKvasim Min HaIzim Tikachu. And our Gemara now begins, Yiboyiluhu Ma'al Liftais Ben Pekua. Can one be Pidyon Petel Chamar using a Seh that is a Ben Pekua? And the Gemara explains, Al Libud Ramei Loiti Boyiluch Tekimin De'oma Ben Teschai Toin Shchita Usem Ma'al Yehu. And certainly this question is not relevant according to the Shita of Rameir, and since Rameir holds that a full term Uber, and in this case would be a 5 month Seh, does require Shchita, so certainly it's a regular Behema, and it's a regular Seh, and certainly you could use it for Pidyon Petel Chamar, and Kiti Boyiluch Al Libud Rabbanon Da'ami Shchitas Imay Mitarasai, and our Shaila is only according to Rabbanon, since they hold that the Shchita of the mother will suffice for the Vlad, so Mai, and what will be the Halacha, as Kimin Da'ami Shchitas Imay Mitarasai, Kibisra B'dikuluhu, Oiduma Kimin Durad Va'ozo Vurad Va'osei, Sekarina Bey, would we say that since this said doesn't require Shchita, so we look at the Ben Pekua as if it's Basar in a pot, or as some explain, Basar in a basket, and if its value would be less than the Chamar, it would not be able to be used for Pidyon Petel Chamar, or would we say that although halachically one doesn't have to shech the seh, however, b'metzias, this seh is still alive and is running back and forth, and therefore it's still considered a seh, and one would be able to use it for Pidyon Petel Chamar? And the Gemara brings machlekes as Mazutra Amar Impoidin, and Rav Ashi Amar Poidin, as Mazutra says, you cannot use it for Pidyon Petel Chamar, and Rav Ashi holds that Ben Pekua can be used for Pidyon Petel Chamar, and the Gemara continues, Omle Rav Ashi Mazutra, so Rav Ashi is Mazutra, my daitach, that what would be your svara, the gamrit says semi psachim, as you would make a hekesh between the said that states b'negei a Pidyon Petel Chamar and the said that states b'negei a Korban Pesach, and we know that a said that's a Ben Pekua cannot be used as a Korban Pesach, and as Rashi brings down for the Gemara that we saw previously on Daf Lam Chesam Beis, that b'negei a kachin, the pasuk states ki yivoleid, we learn pratli yitzi doifin, and every Ben Pekua is born based on the Caesarean section and not in a natural manner, and therefore would not be mutter to be used as a Korban Pesach, and therefore it couldn't be used as a seh for Pidyon Petel Chamar. However, Rab Ashi is bothered that if your makor is based on a hekesh from the seh of a Korban Pesach, so we should also learn imal alon zochet torim ben shana afkan zochet torim ben shana, that just like the Korban Pesach must be a zochet torim ben shana, so the same should apply to Pidyon Petel Chamar, that the only seh that should be able to use is only a zochet torim ben shana, and we know that that's not true. However, Mazutra responds to Rab Ashi that although it's true that we makish the seh of the Petel Chamar and the seh of a Korban Pesach, Lamaisa the Pasuk mentions the word Tifta multiple times, and that serves as a riboy. Therefore, we learn that the seh that is being used for a Petel Chamar doesn't have to be a Zocher Tomim Ben Shana. However, Rab Ashi now responds to Rab Zera, E Tifta Tifta Riba, Afilu Kol Milinami, that if we have a riboy from the word Tifta, then we should even be Ma'aba Ben Pekua. However, Mazutra responds, Im Kain Seh Seh Ma'ahanilach, that certainly we have a hekesh between the seh of the Pidyon Petel Chamar and the seh of a Korban Pesach, and that must be coming to teach us that the seh being used for Petel Chamar has to be similar to the Korban Pesach. And as Rashi points out, that even though we will not require that the seh for Petel Chamar has to be Zocher Tomim Ben Shana, however, it makes sense to be Mayit something that is most unsimilar to a Korban Pesach, and a Mistavr, the Haim Mayit, the Chabisra B'dikuluhu, this is already not considered a seh at all. When the Torah states Tifta Tifta, and therefore we have a ribui, so that is coming to be Maba, that the seh for Pidyon Petel Chamar, and even be a Balmum or Nakeva, and Ayin Ba'an Tesis, and even Maskel, the Gomer Seh Seh Pesach, as Perish Bekutris, the Pesach Pasol, Meshum Yetzi Daifin, the Ben Pekua would be possible to be brought as a Korban Pesach, because it was Yetzi Daifin, and Tesis points out, the Afshalei Mekain, Dim Kein Rameya Heich Paidim Bai, Damin Le'el, Dalibud Rameya Seh Ma'ayuhu, Hu Paidim Bai, and how could it be that anyone would hold and one could use a Ben Pekua for Pidyon Petel Chamar if Lemaisis is Yaitse Daifin? And therefore, Tesis explains, Elamistel Mitam Shchuto, Ein Poidim Mishchuto, Kedama Perakamid Bechayreis, and we will stop over here.